Gemara in Masechta Avodah Zarah Daf Chaf Chesam Beis teaches us L'macha Nafak Mashmu V'Dorish. Mashmu, after experiencing an eye disease, went and made a drasha. Ayin Shemarda, if there's an eye that swells, and because the eye that swells, it's a proof that there's a problem with this eye. Mutar L'kachol B'Shabbos. The halacha is one may put medication on such an eye on Shabbos. My tama, what's the reason that you're allowed to apply medicine to an eye on Shabbos? Even though we know the halacha is that one may not apply medicine on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Mishum the Shreina, the Aina, but Uvna the Delibatal. The eyesight is connected to the heart. And if we look in Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Hayim, Simen Shin Chav Ches, Sif Tes, the halachas of what in Hilchos Shabbos, Shin Chav Ches is the simen where we learn the halachas of Refuah B'Shabbos, says the Shulchan Aruch, Chachoshesh Be'enov, if somebody has an eye ailment, or even just in one eye, and it has liquid coming out of it, he's tearing, blood is exiting from his eye, there's some discharge, v'tchilas uchla, and it's at the beginning of the disease, as the Rama teaches us, v'tchilas chayli, and as the Mishnah Berurah explains, as long as it's in the beginning or in the middle of the disease, not when it's ready at the end, the halacha is mechal l'afas Shabbos. We're allowed to be mechal Shabbos. And there are many different explanations given by the Rishonim and by the Achronim, how to understand this Gemara. Rashi's explanation is that the eye and the heart are connected to each other. And when somebody has, Rachman al Tzlan, an eye disease, it's an indication that he has some sort of heart disease. Of course, and a heart disease, of course, is a situation of very serious situation, for which we're allowed to be mechal Shabbos. And as I saw from Yitzhak Zilberstein quoting a Prima Gadim, that even if we will go to doctors and doctors will tell us that this is not medically correct, and Bizman Hazeh, doctors could tell us that eyesight is not connected to the heart. Once Chazal established the Shurayna the Aina Tali Bali Batalia, that the eyesight is connected to the heart, we have to follow what it says in Chazal. We have to follow what it says in Shulchan Aruch, and we are Mechal Shabbos for such a situation. Even though he quotes a discussion that he had with his father-in-law, Rabbi Yoshua Zatzal, where he asked, most appropriate to the Gemaras that we're learning now, that we know that we say Nishtanu HaTivin. And even though we're learning in our sugyas many different refuas, many different ways of dealing with different situations, medical situations, we know that we don't follow these remedies. And the main reason why is because Nishtanu HaTivin, the world has changed, people have changed physically. So we asked his father-in-law, so if we say Nishtanu HaTivim,
and so many different areas of halacha, why don't we say nishtanu ativim, that nishtanu ateva regarding this issue as well? So Rabbi Yashu said a beautiful pshat. Rabbi Yashu said, if we were really able to understand what shrine the ayna believe Italia, if we were really able to understand what the Gemara means here, then indeed we could make an argument that maybe nishtanu ativim. But because we don't really have a clear understanding of what the Gemara means here, we can't say nishtana ateva.
Well, we don't really understand
what the Gemara means to say anyway. Another pshat that I saw in Shirayin the Ein Beli Batalia is that if somebody, Rachman Otzlan, has an eyesight problem, if somebody, Rachman Otzlan, has an eyesight problem, that is indicative that he has heart disease. And therefore, so it's not that the eye could cause chas v'shalom, the heart, to get sick. On the contrary, it's the fact that the eye is having problems is indication that this person has heart disease. There's a different shot in understanding why for eye disease person is allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. It's based on a tshuva from Rav Shlomo Kluger. It's based on a tshuva from Shlomo Kluger, which is actually quoted here in the Chochma Shlomo in Or HaChaim, Simen Mem Vav. He discusses a situation, Rachmana Tzlan, where somebody was going blind. And the doctors in the location where he lived were not able to find any cure. And there was only one hospital where such a patient could be taken care of. But unlike nowadays, in that hospital, there was no kosher food available. And the question was, and obviously there was no way for him to be able to have kosher food. And the question was he allowed to go to that hospital to, and even though it will mean eating non-kosher food. And he says that perhaps he may go there. Because just like we know that one of the reasons where a lot of Michal Shabbos, where a person, when a person is a cholish for bikuach nefesh, is because as the Gemara says, chalal of Shabbos achas, kedei shiyish meshabbos harbe. Be mechal of one Shabbos, in order that the person should be able to fulfill many more Shabboses. A person, Rachman Otzlan, who's blind, sumer, is part of mikol hamitzvahs. So since a person who's blind is part of mikol hamitzvahs, so we certainly have the right, have the obligation to be mechal Shabbos in order that we should avoid needing to, that he should be able to see in the future and be able to fulfill many Shabbosos. Or even say the Mefarshim, say the Paiskim, even if we don't agree with the concept that a sumer, somebody who's blind, is part of Mikol HaMitzvahs. Certainly, somebody who's blind can learn Torah. Somebody who's blind cannot fulfill many mitzvahs. And therefore, since such a person cannot fulfill mitzvahs and learn Torah, us being Mechal Shabbos on his behalf, or letting him eat Mechal Susuris, is all permissible in order that he should be able to this time that he's doing Averis is a situation that ultimately he should be able to learn Torah and do mitzvahs. And therefore, the halach lemaisa is that if a person has a eye infection where there's a concern that he may get blind if we don't
care for it on Shabbos, even or his eye is in great pain, which we can't understand from what they come. The halacha is we're allowed to be mechal Shabbos in such a situation. Similarly, the Pesach can say that if a foreign object entered into someone's eye, or there was bleach or any other such material that entered into someone's eye, that's considered a situation of sakana for which we're allowed to be mechal Shabbos. However, moreover, if somebody suffers from sudden blindness, or he's having double vision for inexplicable reasons, all of this could be indicative of a serious disease, and because they could be indicative of a serious disease, he's allowed to be mechal Shabbos. Moreover, certainly, to put into an eye eye drops, because a person needs them for medical reason, or to put compress, hot compress, cold compress, even if it's not a serious infection, we're not referring to a situation where we have to be mechal Shabbos with the Raisa. All the examples I just gave are only Isurei Drabanan. And therefore, one, if it's only involving an Isurei Drabanan, taking medicine or putting a compress, if we're being careful not to do Shechita, doesn't involve an Isurei Drabanan. It's only Isurei Drabanan of Refuah B'Shabbos. And therefore, one may do that on Shabbos. Similarly, said the Paiskim, if somebody is suffering because of allergies cause him to suffer in his eye, then the halacha is that he could also put in eye drops on Shabbos. However, the Paiskim say, if somebody just wakes up in the morning and his eyes are dry, that isn't considered in any way a situation of sakana. And since it's not considered in any way a situation of sakana, even according to the Gemara here, that takes such serious concern, which Shurekha the Aina Bali Batalia, the halacha is that he would not be allowed to take any medicine or apply any medicine for such a situation. There's a tshuva in the Shas of Tshuva Tzitz Eliezer, Chelik Yud Beis Simen Yud Ches. The halacha is that on a chayli sheyesh by sakana, if somebody Rachman Tzlan had a chayli sheyesh by sakana, and Baruch Hashem, he gets better. The halacha is, when he gets better, he has to say Birchas Hagoyma. And the question that the Tzitz Eliezer discusses is if somebody had an eye disease, and he had an operation on his eye, does he say Birchas Hagoyma or not? So he says, certainly, based on our Gemara, where our Gemara teaches us Shurekha D'Ayni B'Li B'Talya, and our Gemara therefore is saying that any eye situation is considered a sakana. So therefore, somebody who had an eye operation, the halacha is should they should he should say Birchas Hagoyim.